Mess in there, ain't it? Cullum asked equably. Yeah, looks like what was left when the dog chewed the shoes. See you in Lovell, John. Eddie hung up. He looked at the bag Roland was carrying and lifted his eyebrows. It's a poor boy's sandwich, Roland said, with lots of mayo, whatever that is. I'd want a sauce that didn't look quite so much like cum myself, but may it do you fine. Eddie rolled his eyes. Gosh, that's a real appetite builder. Do you say so? Eddie had to remind himself once more that Roland had almost no sense of humor. I do. Come on, I can eat my cum and cheese sandwich while I drive. Also, we need to talk about how we're going to handle this.
7. The way to handle it, both agreed, was to tell John Cullum as much of their tale as they thought his credulity and sanity could stand. Then, if all went well, they would entrust him with the vital bill of sale and send him to Aaron Deepnow, with strict orders to make sure he spoke to Deepnow apart from the not entirely trustworthy Calvin Tower.
Cullum and Deepnow can work together to track Moses Carver down, Eddie said, and I think I can give Cullum enough information about Sue's private stuff to convince Carver that she's still alive. After that, though, well, a lot depends on how convincing those two guys can be, and how eager they are to work for the Tet Corporation in their sunset years. Hey, they may surprise us. I can't see Cullum in a suit and tie, but traveling around the country and throwing monkey wrenches in Sombra's business?
He considered, head cocked, then nodded with a smile.
Yeah, I can see that pretty well.
Susanna's godfather is apt to be an old codger himself, Roland observed. Just one of a different color. Such fellows often speak their own language when they're antet. And mayhap I can give John Cullum something that'll help convince Carver to throw in with us.
A sigil?
Yes.